You're listening to SBS News.
The Northern Hemisphere's second wave of COVID-19 infections is continuing to surge, with the United States case tally crossing the 11 million mark. With the spread showing no signs of slowing, governors in hard-hit states are introducing gathering limits, mandatory mask wearing, and other restrictions. President-elect Joe Biden has made addressing the pandemic his top priority as he looks towards taking office in January. But that plan's being hindered by Donald Trump, who's still refusing to concede to Mr. Biden. The country's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has told CNN a prompt presidential transition is needed to adequately address the ongoing crisis.
I've been through multiple transitions now, having served six presidents for 36 years, and it's very clear that that transition process that we go through, that time, the period of measured in several weeks to months, is really important in a smooth handing over of the information, as well as it's almost like passing a baton in a race. You don't want to stop and then give it to somebody. You want to just essentially keep going. That's what transition is. So it certainly would make things more smoothly if we could do that.
Speaking to NBC, Mr. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, is in agreement.
All Americans and our state and local governments need to step up right now. If the president, the administration is not going to lead, that's where the leadership has to come from. That will change on January 20th. But right now we have a crisis. It's getting worse. You know, we had never had a day with 100,000 cases in a single day until last week. By next week, we may see 200,000 cases in a single day.
Across the Atlantic, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating after meeting with an MP who later tested positive for COVID-19. A government spokesman says the 56-year-old doesn't have any symptoms and will continue to work while in isolation. It comes as Britain records almost 25,000 new cases and 168 additional deaths. In France, more than 27,000 new infections and 302 deaths have been reported, while Germany's tally has increased by almost 17,000 cases and 107 fatalities. Elsewhere in Europe, a new study shows coronavirus has been circulating in Italy since at least September 2019. Italy's first COVID-19 patient was detected on the 21st of February this year in the northern region of Lombardy. But findings by the National Cancer Institute show that 11.6% of the 959 healthy volunteers enrolled in a lung cancer screening trial between September 2019 and March 2020 had developed coronavirus antibodies well before February, signalling the virus may have spread beyond China earlier than previously thought. Meanwhile, the creator of a promising coronavirus vaccine candidate says its distribution could lead to life returning to normal by the Northern Hemisphere's next winter. Initial trial results from BioNTech and Pfizer's vaccine show it's at least 90% effective. BioNTech Chief Executive Professor Yor Sahin has told the BBC his company's goal is to deliver 300 million doses of the experimental vaccine by April next year.
What is absolutely essential is that we get a high vaccination rate before autumn, winter next year. So that means all the immunization vaccination approaches must be accomplished before next autumn. Yeah? And I'm confident that this will happen because there are a number of vaccine companies helping us to increase the supply and so that we could have a normal winter next year.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.